Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kay Kennedy is joining us live this morning from Spot Coffee as the local coffee store is inching closer to unionizing. Kay, good morning. How close are you to becoming a union shop?
Well, I was reading the article that Mike did this morning, and we are a union. We are a union shop. The initiative that's going on right now is getting a contract.
That is the important part, though, right? I mean, getting that agreement, that's the point, the whole idea behind forming this union.
Sure, yeah, but I do want to make it clear that the union has been formed. You know, without it, we wouldn't be able to move forward with working on a contract.
Well, are there already changes then in place for you guys?
No, that all does wait until after the contract, but that process is moving along nicely, rather smooth, really.
How quickly do you think that's going to move along? Because we understand Rochester, where they were a little bit before you guys in actually forming the union, they still don't have a contract with Spot Coffee.
No, we have joined our negotiations, actually, the Rochester location and all of the Buffalo Union locations. So we're working together during negotiations.
Are all of the Spot locations going to be union?
That's the question, right? We are filing for a vote for election at the transit location, actually, which would not have been able to happen if the company hadn't signed the non-interference principles that it did, and workers there didn't feel comfortable reaching out to us. But the company did sign those principles, and workers did feel comfortable. So hopefully transit will be added to the unit soon, and we'll keep working on the others.
Yeah, a big part of what you guys were working toward is getting the jobs back of the people who were fired for initially taking part in some of those union discussions. What have happened to those employees, and what will happen moving forward?
The two bargaining unit employees who were fired were rehired, full back pay. They're both back on the schedules, working, living their regular lives again.
Well, what's your reaction to that? And what's the atmosphere like compared to what it was even a few months ago?
It's not that much different. There's a bit of tension in the air. Everyone knows something is going to change, but life keeps on moving.
What are you hoping changes?
We're looking for job security, some economic benefits, more stability in work-life balance, things like that, what everybody's looking for from a job.
Overtime, things like that also?
Well, overtime is a legal requirement, so over 40 hours is already provided, yeah. But some more nuanced overtime proposals have been put out.
And you say those talks are going along, they're running smooth for people who work at Spots, who are really interested in what exactly is going on. When do you expect those to pick up in the form of, you know, an actual contract proposal being on the table?
We are working on the contract proposal. We're pretty far along. We've been doing that for about 2 months now.
Do you feel it's kind of maybe some strength for you that you're working with the Rochester Spot Coffee place too?
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I didn't just do it because I love the union steward there or whatever. We didn't want to shortchange one or the other.
Is everybody who works at Spot going to be required to be part of the union, or do you have coworkers there who say, I don't really think this is for me?
I don't have any coworkers who say that. There is a loophole in New York State law that allows anybody who does not want to be a part of the union to opt out. They pay a union due it's not a union due, but they do pay a fee that's rather similar to the union dues, just less a portion of it. But I'm going to tell you, out of the thousands of union workers in New York State, single digits choose it.
What's been the reaction from customers, Kay, to all of these developments with Spot?
Customers are excited that we're union. Buffalo's a union town. We get people coming in asking who's the steward, congratulating us. Excitement overall.
Okay. There was a boycott. Now, we understand that that's been lifted. Did you find that a lot of people were staying away from Spot in the meantime?
Yeah, absolutely. It was had a significant impact on the regular business of the company.
When did the boycott end?
Well, we haven't been enforcing it for a while. The company signed the non-interference principles at the end of summer, and Phoenix and Phil were reinstated a few weeks ago. So we stopped. You know, we're not putting a chokehold on the company. We're a union shop. You don't want to put them out of business and give unions a bad name, you know? But this press event today is a good chance to get the word out to the widest array of audiences, you know, politicians, labor members, and the Buffalo community at large, that the boycott is officially over and that you now have a choice between non-union coffee locations, you know, a public Cafe Aroma, what have you, or you could go to the location that's union.
All right, Kay, we appreciate the time. That's Kay Kennedy, Spot Coffee employee. They're announcing some progress in their union talks a little bit later on today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.